God loves cheerful givers. Amen. And he can make you a cheerful giver if you want to be one. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. He can bless you into cheerfulness. Amen. And you're so, amen. Glory to God. Get to the point to where you're sowing what you wish you need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so good. Why don't you open your Bibles? I don't want to be in front of y'all long. We got a lot of stuff to take care of, but it'll be good, won't it?
Amen.
Glory to God. Okay. Praise the Lord, y'all. Look at somebody and say, it's about to get real good in here. Come on over into the inside.
Wrong
envelope. Oh, she said wrong envelope. Wrong. She wants to get in on this. No, that's good. Amen. That's real good. Amen. This is a good week. I tell you what, this is a good week. You ever seen that before? Amen. Hallelujah. I like it.
Praise God.
I like it. Somebody say praise God.
What happened is Pastor Rod Benita gave me her money. And I thought that I was given the wrong money. She did give me that amount of money. Praise God for Benita. She did give me that amount of money.
Somebody say praise God for Benita.
Yeah, that's what happened. And
thank
I thought,
you, Jesus.
And I found my money and I said, no, she did give me that amount of money.
So somebody say praise the Lord
praise
for that.
God.
All right. Our God is an awesome God. He keeps just doing good things, and he's only just begun. The word of the Lord is true.
Amen.
So you ain't seen nothing yet.
Seen
look
nothing
at somebody
yet.
That might not believe and used to having people play with their ear a little bit and tell them, say, God is blessing, and he's only just begun.
God
don't you know you can be blessed?
Only just begun.
If you hear it, somebody said it might freak you out, and when we say blessed, we really mean blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Let's go right back here to, we started out Sunday with taking heed and praying and the times and the seasons of God. Amen. So let's go right back to Matthew. Chapter 13, verse 24. How many of you want to know what's going on? Somebody say, praise the Lord. God can do great things and he is going to do great things.
Amen.
So get ready. Get ready. For the first time, you know, I used to be afraid of what the devil's going to do. And I tell you what, I'm in reverential fear about what I believe God's about to do. I tell you straight up, I'm in reverential fear about what the Lord is about to do. Amen. And that's a good place to be. Amen. We used to get afraid of what might happen tomorrow. You know, what's going to come down next? That stuff is blown away. Amen. Now I'm saying, Lord, you're about to do something in our midst. And I can sense it. I can feel it. Amen. If you were young or out there, some people watch those little spooky movies, amen? And you know, when the guy was about to jump out from behind the bush, they'd be walking through the woods, and you hear some doom-doom, 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 you know? And you could just tell something's about to happen. You start shaking, you know? Well, that's the way I feel in the spirit right now, amen? Every corner I turn around, doom-doom, doom-doom, doom-doom. Get ready, get blessed. Somebody say, God's about to blow my mind.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to be ready. Amen. I want to be ready and able to stand when he does it.
Yes.
Amen. That we might be faithful to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in that season. Amen. To do everything. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! How many feel like you're about to touch heaven? Amen.
Amen.
About to get your hands on some good stuff. Amen. You're swinging big bats, aren't you?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's been a good week. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Somebody say, good seed.
Good seed.
In the field.
In the field.
But while men did what? What did men do? Isn't that a trip? You can sow good seed, you know what I'm saying? But the people that are with you, if they decide to sleep, somebody say, sleeping people.
Sleeping people.
We've experienced that. Amen. While men slept, the enemy came. It's so amazing, you know. Someone says, well, I don't start anything. I don't do anything. You know, I didn't do anything to cause a problem. I'm not the problem. The enemy came in. But you were sleeping while the enemy came in. Somebody say, let's wake up. So that when the enemy comes, our eyes are open. Amen. That we're able to discern and see what the devil's doing. Amen. And jump on it.
Amen.
It's not enough to sow good seed out of the house of God, but we need to sow good seed. We need to have men and women awake and alive to the Spirit of God. Amen. We talked about this morning with leadership. Wasn't that really good? We got a good definition of what leadership is all about. Amen. But we need people, leaders, to be awake, you know, and alert and able to discern the enemy, able to discern the devil. Amen. Able to discern trouble before it comes. Amen. Able to sniff it out. Amen. You grow up in God, you'll be able to see certain things. Say, man, that's going to be a problem about 3 weeks. Amen. I can smell a problem. Have you ever been there? Amen. I can tell, brother, I can tell something about to go down in here. Amen. You can feel it. Amen. Something about to go down. You know, as you grow up in God, amen, you wake up. Somebody say, wake up. Yeah. You can be asleep and think that everybody goes to church is saved. Right? So there's sleeping people. People that are asleep to reality. You go to church thinking that everybody's going to love everybody and it's just going to be utopia on earth. You think all those things. Well, you're sleeping. You better wake up to the real world. The man of God sowed good seed in the ground, but while men slept, and the enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Isn't that just a trip how certain people are? You got to watch the house of God sometime. Watch the church of God. There are people that come in. You know, people that sow tares, they're not endurance runners. They come in for about 6 months, about 7 months, about a year. Amen. Plant some seeds and run on. Amen. How many had some people plant some stuff then before you know it, they're gone? Amen. Yeah. Told you all about your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your friends. And, you know, they done messed up all your stuff. And after they done messed all your stuff up, you're sitting there dealing with all the things they said. You know, and they're far gone and you're still there weeding through all the junk. Anybody been there before? Amen. How many had those terror sowers, the enemies that come in? You know, where are they at today? But you can still remember every little negative thing they said, you know, and you're still trying to work through that stuff. Amen. Still trying to build the relationships with people. You know, we're all here. We've had them come in. You know, people say this one about that, say something about you, say something about that one, say something with everything. And they're long far gone. Amen. But their seed is still sitting there. Amen. Well, there are going to be people that come in and plant seed and then they're going to go their way. Somebody say, thank God for that. But we're still there left with the seeds that they plant. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So we say, look out for the tares.
Look out for the tares.
Listen, the word of God's not going to return void. Amen. Somebody's always going to be blessed someplace. You can preach, and I guarantee if you preach a good word, about 25% is going to catch it. But I tell you what, 75% of the other are going to catch the tares. Mm-hmm. That's a biblical principle. Mm-hmm. 25% will get blessed. Amen. The other 75 will be caught up in a bunch of mess. Mm-hmm. That's really sad. Amen. But you will find out what goes on. I wish that we could get everybody in church to be blessed to the same dimension. We can get everybody blessed at the same time. Could you imagine what would have gone down? But sometimes it just doesn't work that way. Amen. So these tares sprung up also with the good fruit. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Tares will spring up with fruit. So the servants of the household came and said unto her, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? When negative stuff happens, you ever had people look at you and say, well, if it was so good, why you got this problem? Why is this one going through that one? Why did this one mess up? Why is that one mess? What's going on if it's so great? Why are all these problems there? Notice that along with the good stuff, just as it was so good for somebody else, it was so rugged for another. Somebody say, tares have the ability to grow with good fruit. Mm-hmm. Tares will grow with good fruit. And we got to get to the point to where we're not surprised and not let it distract us, not let us get us down. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
And not let you know, I used to get to the point, we're going to wait for everybody. Now, there is a part to where you say, you don't rest until everybody's coming to the promised land. But there are certain people that aren't going to get there. Because there are certain people that don't want to go. Amen. There are certain people that don't want to improve their life. They don't want to improve nothing. They're just happy where they are. Misery loves company. They'd love for you to stay exactly there. They've already decided to bail out on life. They don't want to do anything but complain about it. Amen. That's all they want out of life. To them, that's heaven. You know, finding something to criticize, finding something to knock up. Amen. So you got to realize that, listen, you got to say, I'm going to be blessed. And I'm going to enjoy my blessing. It's to me, in the Holy Ghost flow, that's the funniest thing. When you see people get blessed and excited about it. And those that decide to miss a word, miss out, you know, and they can't understand what everybody's so happy about. Somebody say, amen. Well, should you be sad just because somebody else missed it? No. You go in and rejoice and enjoy your stuff. Somebody say amen. Now, seed, listen, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then have it tares? How do you get tares and mess when you sow good seed? How you got so many people broke when you sit there preaching prosperity? How you get so many people, listen, how do you get up there and preach this word of healing and you got half the people in the church sick? How? How can somebody say, it is possible. It is possible that that happens. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. You will find out usually there are more for every good sower of a good seed. I tell you what, you got about more negative seed sowers. You know, you got more negative seed. I have to out-preach so many negative seeds each week. Amen. I'm one preacher and I get a microphone. Thank God it's loud. Or amen. And I get one shot. Amen. But after I finish preaching, amen, it's like when the president gave his speech or whatever it was last night, amen, at the end of that speech, everybody else got up on the TV and they had their commentary, right? Amen. But that's the same thing it is with church sometimes, amen. We get one shot, and after that, somebody say, here come the tear boys, amen. They're going to corporately come together and preach it down, amen. How many had people preach stuff down, amen? Many services, amen. Hallelujah. They're going to break it down in the small group, amen. So you wonder that along with good seed, there's a possibility that there's tares out there also. And you got to make up in your mind, what are you going to produce? What are you going to listen to and what are you going to remain? Somebody says, as soon as the seed is sown, immediately. Somebody say, he don't waste no time.
He don't waste no time.
He's not slack. He's not slack. I've never heard of a sleeping devil. I've never seen it in the Bible either. There was a devil just sleeping on the side of the road, and all of a sudden somebody stumbled on the devil. Those devils are always alert. Amen. They'll put you to sleep, but I've never seen a sleeping devil. Those boys are quick. I mean, I believe they all got Franklin Day planners. Amen. They schedule that stuff up. Somebody say amen immediately. As soon as the word is sown, immediately. He is not going. Some of you, I'm going to tell you what, the devil's working on you right now before you even hear anything. Amen. Working on you to get that word out of your heart immediately. So as soon as a good word is sown, you can expect that enemy to come in and to sow terrors and to get in around it. Amen. To hang with you. You know, if a devil can't stop you, he'd like to be blessed with you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know I'm talking the truth. I've been here for a while. Amen. Mm-hmm. So listen, it says, you know, the tares came out with it, and he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, where did they come from? He said, nay, lest while the tares, he said, nay, no, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up the wheat also with them. Let them both grow together. So some people say, well, why don't we go and do something about this? Let's go and get up all them tares. Let's go clean this house up. Let's go, you know, and sometimes we think that way. Let's go clean house. Amen. Let's go get rid of all the tares. Let's get rid of every piece. Everybody's got a negative confession. Everybody got a problem. Let's just go get rid of them. Somebody said, let's get rid of them. Well, that's what the option that these boys came up to Jesus with. You know, they had this parable. They said, listen, let's just go root up all the tares. Let's just get them all out of our way. Let's just get rid of everybody. But this wise man said, no, don't do that. Let them grow together. Some say there'll come a time. Some say there'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When God will deal with tares. I read this scripture and I got so excited because it could explain some things. And this is my explanation how I did. I can believe whatever I want to. Amen. You don't have to pick it up. But I believe this is what happened in our house. I believe this is the time of harvest. If you'd look at this, one of the things I said, let them grow together first, the tares. Amen. Listen. Let them both grow together until, somebody say until.
Until.
Harvest.
Harvest.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Right before harvest, God cleans house. Somebody say, let them both grow together until harvest. Now, it did not necessarily just harvest. I used to think, well, this means the great coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when he harvests all the souls in together. But I'm starting to think something a little bit different here. Let them both grow together until this great harvest. I believe it's till the harvest of souls. I believe we're about to enter into a miraculous growth period. Amen. I believe we're about to harvest some souls. I believe we're about to reach out in areas we've never reached out before. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that's why God got tares out of the way for the harvest. Amen. Because tares will hinder harvest. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. It's growing time. We've grown enough. See, somebody say grow together.
Grow together.
Now grow. Somebody say, we haven't been growing. Oh, yes, we have. We've been growing on the inside. Amen. Grow on the inside so you can harvest. Amen. Somebody say, I've grown a lot. Amen. I've learned some things. You've learned some things. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Doesn't matter how fast you grow. Let me tell you, you let somebody grow up in God well enough, learn what they need to learn, know what they need to know, overcome those shortcomings in their life. Amen. Guess what? That one person will put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
Amen. They'll put them to flight. Amen. When you get people to grow up. So say, let them both grow together. There are different people. Everybody grew. Some people grew worse. Some people got in this thing, amen, they got up under the word of God and they grew up in the Holy Ghost. They grew up in the Spirit of God. They grew up in love. They grew up in understanding. How many of you find you grow up, some things that used to mess with you, they don't mess with you no more. Everybody been tested on this last week. We've all had an opportunity to be tested.
Amen.
And you found out I've grew. Man, if that had been 6 years ago, I would have been all over somebody. Someone say, whoop, there it is. Amen. So you grew. Someone say, let them grow up together. There have been, I've seen this over the last 2 years. I've seen people get worse. And no improvement. And that was a word of prophecy to us. Some in the day, listen, times will get darker and some men will grow worse and worse and worse and away. But those that remain strong and stable in God, they'll remain and be strong and they'll prosper and they'll bring forth fruit in due season.
Hallelujah.
Someone say, I'm about to bring forth fruit in this much due season. So don't you worry about when God says, listen, just before harvest, amen, let them grow together until the harvest. Someone say, until the harvest.
Until the harvest.
See, God will get stuff out of your way before it's time, the harvest. Right before he blesses you, he starts to make room, amen. He starts to make room. He'll get them, he'll let your enemies, he'll let people that distract and do certain things, he'll let them walk to you right up to the path of provision because God wants them to see, amen. He wants them to get close enough to see what he can do, amen. I've noticed that about myself. Why can't I get rid of certain people in my life? Why are they still always close enough? Can't it just move away? You know, can I just move away? God said, no, I want them to be real close. I want them to be right on your back, right on their heels, so that when I bring you out and I deliver you, I want them to know that I did it. God wants to deliver you before your enemies. And some of you have realized, why are these people still hanging on? God said, I'm going to hook you up right in front of them. He will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies.
Yes,
somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll call them back from all over the world, amen, to see what God's about to do, amen. And it's just like God, then let them come in just like when Jesus was on the cross. Said all the threats of hell were held against him when he was on the cross, when he was at his lowest point. He was up there on the cross being persecuted, tried, tested, and worn out. Look, somebody, everybody came to see his defeat. Amen. Not everybody want to come to your party. Amen. Nobody wants to come to your party, but man, you let them tell you to go roast somebody up. Everybody will be there. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you find that, listen, the enemy will come out to say, hey, we didn't got it now. We didn't got them right where we want them to be. They're about over. Amen. Somebody say, draw the spotlight on it. Amen. Somebody's light's about to go out and God will get him to that point. Somebody say, until harvest. Amen. Until harvest. And then God does what he wants to do. Amen. Let them both grow together until harvest. Amen. Bind the bundles to be burned. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Now, it didn't say immediately. It said to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I knew that this wasn't necessarily the end of the age. Because it was the end of the age. He said, bind them up and burn them. He would have said, bind them up and burn them. But he did not say, bind them up and burn them. He said, bind them up to be what? Burned. That means a process. Somebody say, set for a time. Somebody say, praise God. So what God's going to do, God's going to remove all those tares out of the way and put and bind them. Somebody say, amen. Bind them. And why they're bound in this. Let me tell you why that binding comes. Amen. Why they're hindered either financially. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why won't it be able to prosper? Amen. God doesn't want it in your way. Amen. Why do you think this big thing's going on that God's trying to put you in the head and everybody else down? He said you'll be the head and not the tail. Amen. Even in time of calamity, even in time of famine, God will switch some things around. Didn't you hear God start to talk about that supernatural switch?
Amen.
You'll find things are all upside down and all unstable in the church. People start rising up and start walking strong. Amen. They start living by faith where everybody's afraid of what's going to happen. You find some people, even when they're crying about the stock market, others are shouting about it. Amen. Because God's in control.
Amen.
Somebody say, in the midst of, even in famine, he'll make a way. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
God's in control. No weapon formed against you is going to be able to prosper. So until the time of harvest, he'll hold back the enemy. Amen. And give you some power and give you some authority to go out there and get that harvest. Somebody say, it's harvest time. He got the tares out of the way, amen, so that we would go with harvest. We would go for harvest. Somebody say, how many of you are ready to go for harvest?
Amen.
Now listen, I believe we're about to enter this season until the time of harvest. I will say to the reapers. Somebody say, he sends out those reapers. Before you can have a reaper of harvest, they got to reap tares. until you're ready to let God come in and tear some stuff out of your life, glory to God, and root some stuff out, he's not going to be able to put anything in. See, if God can clean you out, he can fill you up. Amen. But so many people are so unwilling to let God rearrange their life before he blesses them. Somebody say, praise the Lord. No, we won't see some stuff. I better see three things come in before, you know, before I let anything go, I better see somebody else better get there first. No, God doesn't do that. God comes in, he says, then get this out of the way and leave it empty. Amen. Then I'm going to fill it up and give it what I want. Amen. We like people that don't trust how good God can give things. Amen. Well, I won't keep this old broken down TV for another week just in case this new one don't work. Amen. Amen. I'll keep this old one over there on the side just in case he decides to take it back. Amen. I tell you what, God will clean it all out and leave it empty. Amen. Somebody say, thank God, God. And you're all there. And some that don't have faith, some that don't understand what God's doing and biting their fingernails. Amen. God's going to come through. God's going to come through. If he takes something from you, it's because obviously you don't need it at that point. He knows. Say, there's a ram. Somebody say, there's a ram.
There's a ram.
In the bush.
So
you got to get willing to sacrifice everything when God starts pulling stuff out of your life, starts taking stuff you think you need. Amen. So you don't need it. Let it go. Amen. Let it go. Let it hang. Amen. Just before harvest, he sends the reaper to reap out the tares in your life. Those things have been tearing you apart, wearing you out. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Let it go.
Amen.
If you're willing to release some things, you get to the point where you say, God, it's in your hands. Amen. Let it blow. Let the wind blow wherever it may. You can torch the place. Amen. Then God can use you. Then he can start to do what he wants to do. And I tell you what, I'm about to experience supernatural harvest in my life, and so are you, amen. And the result of that harvest is going to come because, amen, we were not closed. We were not closed, and we did not box up when God said, let me pull out. If you allow God to let him to pull some things out of your life, you're open and let him put it in, amen, because he wants to do it again, amen. Before God can put anything in you, he's got to be able to pull some stuff out of you, amen. And I'm wide open. You can have it, amen. Before harvest, somebody say, before you reap, the harvest, God needs to reap your tares. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many of you want to go into the promised land with a bunch of tares? Good Lord. I thought about that. You know, we had the house full. Just about one time the place was full. How I want to go into the promised land with a bunch of tares? Because everything produces after its kind. Everything produces after its kind. So if you got a little bit of mess, amen, you let God get his hand on it, and you have a big mess, amen. Weed it out, amen. I'd rather have one good thing and have God produce that one good thing, amen, than a halfway thing. So I'd rather have one real good thing than one big mess. And I like what God is doing. Somebody say, are you understanding what I'm talking about tonight?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. So the time of harvest, and I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first. Somebody say, first. The tares.
The tares. Mm.
So don't buck the tares, people. Don't worry about the tares. Amen. They'll come. Somebody say, they got a time. Amen. They don't last always. Amen. The truth will always outlive a lie. Somebody say, hallelujah. Shut your mouth. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. You'll stand the test of time. Amen. Somebody say, just before harvest.
Just before harvest.
They'll be gone.
They'll be gone.
Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. But I'll still be standing before harvest. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you can hold on to harvest, you'll be all right.
Amen.
If you can hold on, there's a season for everything. There's a time to sow. There's a time to reap. There's a time of harvest coming. And people, I tell you what, the last about 2 to 3 years, it has been nothing, amen, but holding on and waiting to Jesus. And I've heard the Spirit of Heaven say, hey, you are entering into a season of supernatural harvest. Amen. Gather ye first the tares and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat. Somebody say, gather the wheat.
Gather the wheat.
Into my barn.
Into my barn.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, the barn or the burn. Say it, the barn or the burn.
Barn or the burn.
Two pile, burn pile and barn pile. Amen. What pile you want to be in? Somebody say, amen. Now listen. A tare, if you want to know what a tare is, if you were to break down the word tare, somebody say, a tare is a false grain. Wheat, you can eat, you can bake bread with it. A tare, you can't bake no bread, you can't do nothing with it. It's false. It looks real, but it just ain't. Somebody say amen. God knows. Somebody say hallelujah. You think somebody, it might look like wheat. It might smell like wheat. It might do all those other things, but a tare, the word tare, it basically means nothing but a darno or a false grain. Somebody say hallelujah. But it burns real good. It has a purpose. Somebody say amen. It has a purpose. So God will deal with the false if you just hold on and you let him do it. How many of you are excited about that, the parable of the tares?
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, there are certain things. So first of all, before people get certain deliverances and certain things come in their life, it looks like, man, just before sunrise, it's darkest. Just before sunrise, it's darkest. Right before a rainbow, it's a terrible storm. Right before a rainbow, it's a terrible storm. Amen. And every storm you come out of, God will give you a covenant. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, Mark chapter 13, verse 33. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know what? You know not what time it is. Somebody say hallelujah. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house comes. Glory to God, glory to God. Some say, be on the lookout. You don't know when it's coming.
Amen.
Now, people are talking about when the master of the house comes. That means when he comes in the sky, he comes in the sky. Glory to God. But I tell you what, he's your salvation. He's your deliverance. And you, the master of the house means your salvation and your deliverance. Be on the lookout for deliverance. Amen. Be on the lookout for deliverance. You could be unexpected in a night like tonight. You know, we need deliverance. Glory to God. And on a small night like tonight, somebody say, you know not know what time it is. You expect it to be Sunday morning with 700 or 800 people in the room. Amen. You don't know what time it is. You don't know what God can do. Amen. So you need to be on the lookout and expect it to happen.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. I expect it tomorrow.
Amen.
I expect it right now. I expect God to do great and mighty things. You aren't thinking what the Lord could do half the time when you go into work. You don't know who's going to call and walk through that door and what God can do. But if you expect it, it'll happen. Faith is substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
If you want some substance to your faith, you better get to hoping for some stuff.
Amen.
Start to expect God to move. Expect God to bring you out immediately. Don't wait until Sunday morning. Amen. Say, I expect to get blessed tomorrow. I expect a breakthrough tomorrow. I expect an opportunity tomorrow. I expect something to manifest tomorrow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
I expect God to do some great and mighty things in my life. And you should expect it too. God wants to do you good.
Amen.
God wants to do you good. Amen. And I hear heaven, and heaven says, listen, I will bless them all.
Amen.
And they all shall be blessed. Glory to God. And they all shall be blessed. Everybody say that. And they all, shall be blessed. Glory to God. Say it again. They all, shall be blessed. That's a word from heaven. And they all shall be blessed. Glory to God. And I'm standing by faith in that. I put my reputation on the line. Glory to God. Those that hearken unto the voice of the Lord their God, they'll remain strong in the land. And they'll bring forth fruit in a due season. And you're about to enter in a due season. And guess what? And they all shall be blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, watch ye therefore, for you know not when hour when the master cometh. Hallelujah. At even or at night, at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Let's come in suddenly. Somebody say unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
He finds you sleeping.
He finds you sleeping.
Amen. You better wake up. Glory to God. Wake up to this hour. Hear the horn of God. Hear that prophetic word of God. Wake up. It's blessing time. Wake up. This is the due season. This is the day of Jubilee. Sound the alarm. Amen. This is the day of Jubilee. This is the day when God's moving some mountains in our life. Amen. And watch and look and watch. And what I say unto you all, watch in the name of Jesus. Now, there's one more point I want to get across to you. Go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. Some of you didn't understand some things. God said he's going to bring some stuff out and look like it got worse. Here he's talking about God's about to bring me out and deliver me. And then all of a sudden I get the biggest attack I've had in the last 8 years. What's he talking about? Things going to get better. As soon as he started talking about going to get better, everything just got worse. Amen. How many had that stuff happen? You're going to be blessed. I remember one time, and I don't care what anybody says. I know for a fact. I was sitting up there and I was watching that guy on TV when he used to be on, Brother Bob Tilton. And Brother Bob Tilton was sitting up there prophesying, doing certain stuff, you know. And Bob Tilt said, you send me some money. And I had money then. Somebody say, thank God. And you're going to get a breakthrough in 30 days. Amen. It was either 30 days or 31 days. And you send you, and I sent my offering in. I got a big picture of Brother Bob Tilton. Amen. And he was standing there. He said, you put your hand with my hand every day for 31 days. At the end of those 30 days, you're going to be blessed. Amen. So I didn't let anybody see it. I put Brother Bob Tilton on the back of my closet door. Amen. So when it was shut, nobody saw it. But I tell you what, I agreed. Amen. See, some people are so religious, they can't understand anything. Amen. They can't understand anything. So I'd open that door and agreed. Amen. On that 31st day, I said, it's the day of my blessings. I went into work and got fired. Amen. I went into work saying, woo, this is the day of blessing. Glory to God. And they said, woohoo, you get out of here. I mean, I was at the top, went from the top down to the bottom. I didn't understand it. I said, what in the world is this? This is the day of my breakthrough. I knew that man was phony, took my money. Glory to God. You know, I was in D.C. at that point. I'm glad I wasn't living in Houston because I would have drove to Dallas. Amen. He was still in Dallas by then. Amen. I would have got something out of him. Amen. So I lost my job. But you know what? When I look at the circumstance, when I look at that situation, that was the biggest blessing. Glory to God. That was the biggest blessing I've ever had in my life. Glory to God. I mean, it changed the direction of my life. I tell you what, things just turned around for me. I didn't miss nothing. Glory to God. Had about 31 days off. Never had to claim unemployment. Glory to God. Jobs just came from left to right. Amen. I didn't take any of them. Glory to God. Amen. I went on and did what the Holy Ghost told me to do. I said, I ain't going to be working for nobody else. I'm not going to be working for anybody else. The thing is going to be the Holy Ghost. I said, I'm going to plant a church under that bridge if I have to. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
That was the biggest blessing. But you see, if you're not expecting it, if you're asleep to God's power and to his control and to his ability and his sovereign grace, you'll miss his opportunities. Now, I could have looked at that thing and got depressed and got sad and hung up on God. Amen. And missed what God had for me. I tell you what, he blessed me out of that mess. Glory to God. I don't have to wear no more horns. I don't have no more little dinky horns looking like a little monkey on the end of a rope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't got to do no more marching. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If I march, if I want to. Amen. But boy, I had some stuff I had to do. Amen. But God delivered me and set me free. I'd have been stuck off in the Salvation Army someplace. Wherever they say you going, you going. Amen. But God delivered me and set me free. Hallelujah. And he turned it around. And I yielded to that. Amen. And I tell you what, about 6 to 8 weeks after that, amen, I was still there. Amen. I got a call. The guy that did that to me, they found out he was a Looney Tune. Amen. He messed with the wrong one. He was gone. I was back. Amen. And I made back, I tell you what, in 1 month, I made enough money to pay for my entire college in 1 month. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Devil can't keep you. He can't keep from you what God wants you to have if you got the right attitude. He can't stop God from blessing you. Amen. He can't keep anything's own from you. Somebody say, glory to God. I've had that happen several times in my life. People try to wear me out and do stuff. You know. I remember when I wanted to go into the ministry and do some things. I told somebody, when I first, about 17 years old, God wanted me to preach. Said, oh, no, he doesn't. Not you. Glory to God. Not you. You're not going to do anything. You're not worth it. You know, that was basically the attitude. You know, you don't have what it takes. And I thought to myself, yes, I do. And one day I'll probably have your job. Coming around 5 years later, amen, I went touring around the country singing in a Christian rock and roll band. Got back to town. That same preacher that said you'd never do it and couldn't hang it up, they hired me and I took his job. Amen. I was sitting right there at his desk. Amen. Not didn't want the job. But it was just God said, you better watch what you do. Amen. God will show you. Amen. When people meet, there were two or three people. Amen. Where I went there. Amen. You see, you don't have to wear people out. You just have to stick with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Certain people can't control your destiny when God's for you.
Amen.
People can't control your destiny. They might be at the top that day. You don't know what God can do next week. You'll be sitting behind their desk, even though you don't want to. God will put you there just to let you know that he can do anything. Amen. I got a couple of desks that used to belong to some other people. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, just a reminder, amen?
Amen?
The Lord did this. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He's a good God, isn't he? Woo! Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm still here. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When you live according to God's principles and his purposes, and you trust the Lord, and you realize you got vision, you can take every path he leads you down in. It'll be a path of blessing, even though you don't understand it. Even though you don't understand it, you can't figure it out. Take the path of God, agree with it, and go singing and dancing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't go kicking and screaming. Go shouting and screaming. Hallelujah. Go shouting and screaming. Glory to God. See, God. See, if you just shout and scream and start to give God praise, amen, you won't be kicking and screaming. Amen?
Amen.
There's so many people go through life kicking and screaming, bucking. Amen. Bucking everything God has from kicking against every prick. Amen. But if we just learn to submit to the Holy Ghost and to His sovereignty. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We'll be all right. Now, I got 3 minutes. Don't get upset. They said, preacher, you told me that Sunday's the Lord's day. He made all of them. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he was come on to the other side, the country of Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by the way. Glory to God. I tell you what, when it's time for you to pass over, when it's Passover time, you always get the most ferocious devils that try to stop you from going to the other side. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They don't put the ferocious devils in places that you're going to stay forever. The ferocious devils are at the borderline. Amen. Mm-hmm. They're protecting the border. Amen. So if you've experienced some ferocious devils recently, glory to God, it's because you're at the land of crossover. Amen. It's Passover. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're about to go into a different arena, a different place. Amen. There's some crossover devils there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trying to keep you where you are, amen, that would not allow them to pass by. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Jesus, thou Son of God, art thou come here to torment us before the time? They didn't know what time it was either. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They didn't know what time it was either. Glory to God. God told them to wake up. They were asleep too. Somebody say, your devils don't know what time it is. Amen. You got to wear a watch. I thank God that I got a watch for my birthday. Amen. So I can tell the devil what time it is. Amen. Somebody say, wake up. Glory to God.
Wake up.
So you got to surprise your devils. They don't know what time it is. Amen. They're not trying to keep you back. They think it's time to keep you there. Amen. You got to let them know, hey, this is a new day.
Amen.
That's why you need to pronounce. You can tell the time. Amen. They're not that bright. Amen. Somebody say, thou come to torment us before the time. They don't know time was up on them 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Some say, you don't know what time it is. Neither does your devils. Hallelujah. See, everything's got a season. Everything's got a time. You don't make up time. Everything has a season and everything has a time. And when you find out what time it is for your life and what God's trying to do in your life, you can walk with confidence and boldness into what God has for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo! Somebody say praise God. And there was a good way off from them a herd of swine feeding. So the devils besought them, saying, if thou can cast us out, suffer us to go into the herd of swine. I tell you what, you got some demons that would love to be in somebody else. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all think I'm crazy tonight? Amen. I got some troubles I've been carrying for the last 3 years. Amen. It's time for them boys to go. Amen. They need to go. Amen. Let them find some pigs someplace else. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, and I tell you what, one thing about pigs, pigs are people that can't let things go.
Mm.
Pigs can't sweat.
Oh, wow.
Pigs can't sweat. If you know that's why pigs are toxic. Any other animal has the ability to sweat toxins out and poisons out. Pigs keep everything in. They don't have any ability to sweat. That's why they taste so salty. Amen. They can't sweat. They can't let stuff go. Amen. You want to hang on to some devils, hang on to some issues. Amen. They knew they had to go. They said, this time, let me find something that's going to hold on to me for a little bit longer than this boy. Amen. Let me find somebody that can't let some stuff go. Some say they're out there looking, amen. They know what time it is. Some say it's time to move. They're looking for some place, amen. So they said, I want a long-term relationship. I'm tired of this short-term stuff, amen. Somebody say, praise God. How many are ready for some long-term relationships? Glory to God.
Amen.
Them demons, when they're looking for people that can't let go of stuff, they say, I'm going to have a long-term relationship with you, amen. How many are ready for some short-term relationships with some problems, amen.
Amen.
You know, you used to have them long-term anger relationships. Now I want some short-term ones, amen. Where it just took me 6 months to get over that stuff and 5 years to get over that stuff, I can get over it in 15 minutes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
My brother Dean said that one of those opportunities came to him just the other morning. Amen. When pastor showed up 15 minutes late, he was ready to get in. Amen. And he had to think. He had to think. You know what I'm saying? And it would have taken him probably down a two-day tour. Amen. Before it would have been a two-day tour. I would have saw him on Wednesday night and he wouldn't have spoke to me probably. Amen. But I would have known what it was all about. Amen. But now somebody say amen.
Amen.
was a short trip. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. It's good. So listen, so they besought him, and they said, and he came out, and they went into the swine, and behold, the hurled swine ran off a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they kept them fled. And they that kept them fled. Notice that the water was important and symbolic, that these pigs went into the water and drowned. The last time demons drowned that rough was when the children of Israel were trying to cross through the sea. Amen. And these things were trying to follow them over to the other place. They couldn't follow them. Water always, I tell you what, spance and water and going through some things spiritually always represents a course of deliverance. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when you got problems that try to follow you through your path of deliverance, amen, if you keep walking and don't look back, they'll be drowned in the Red Sea.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they went. There's some things, I mean, them tough devils that just don't want to quit. They just don't want to give up. Them bills that just keep coming back. Amen. That backache that keeps getting on your back. Amen. That ear. Amen. Whatever it is, things that God delivered you from and set you free. And all of a sudden, there they are again. How can I ever get away from it? You just keep walking right at the promise line. Amen. Right at the finish line when you get to the water to where you need to cross over. Amen. They're not going to be permitted to cross over. They'll be drowned in that water. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, you just keep following. If I just keep walking, you're going to get to a place that I'm allowed to cross and you're not. Somebody say, demons can't swim. They can't swim and they can't walk on water.
Oh.
Somebody say, that's really crazy, but it's true. And they went into the cities and told the thing that had befallen the possessive, and behold, the whole city that came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought that he would depart out of their coast. Somebody say, exceedingly.
Exceedingly.
Now see, these demons were exceedingly ferocious or dangerous. They were dangerous demons, amen? Right before deliverance is when things look its worst, amen? And I don't believe they could get worse, so don't think you got another day coming where it's going to be terrible. Somebody say amen. You've been there, amen? Amen. How many have seen some ferocious devils, amen? How many, hallelujah, somebody say amen? Somebody say there's only one way to kill ferocious devils.
Drown
them in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Go out there on a level that they can't hang, amen? Go out there beyond where they can hang, amen, where they start to challenge God's deliverance, amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. When they think it's just you trying to do something, say, no, it's God that's trying to take me to the other side. You try to follow me over here, amen. You're going to lose.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I like this. Last but not least, I'm 5 minutes over. Right here, those demons ask for a reassignment. They said, send us over here to the pigs. They asked for a reassignment. They needed something to do. Even devils have a work to do was a lesson I learned.
Ooh.
Amen. Some people think, I just don't want to do nothing. I don't want to. You notice that this labor stuff is a part in it. You know, even the demons, even them dumb demons knew that they couldn't even get a break. Amen. They said, send us over here and we'll work them. Amen. Someone said, even they needed something to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have something to do.
I have something to do.
Glory to God. I've got to go over to the other side and be blessed.
Uh-huh.
And you got something to do. You get over to the other side. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You just keep walking. You just keep trusting in God. Amen. Amen. If it's real dark, realize it's sunrise just around the corner. Amen. Start to sing songs of deliverance. Amen.
Yeah.
You're about to make it. Amen. And if you feel you already made it, I want you to know one thing. God can do much more than that. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say he's only begun. Amen.
He's only begun.
The best time to be blessed is right after you've been blessed.
Yes.
The best time
amen.
To be blessed is right after
amen.
You've been blessed because you've learned. Amen. You know the road back.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, bless me indeed, Father.
Bless
Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe in blessing.
I believe in blessing.
Glory to God. I believe in blessings and I believe in turning around. They say amen. I'm believing supernatural turnarounds. Say glory to God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Father God. You know them, you love them, and you care about them. Father God, we thank you that you are greater than every one of their foes, every one of their fears, amen, every one of their anxieties right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for a new day. I pray for a new day to come about them. Father God, I pray that you would upgrade their faith, that you'd upgrade their mindset. Every evil assignment that comes against them to take them down, Father God, it won't prosper. It won't prosper. It will not prosper. No weapon formed against them is going to be able to prosper in Jesus' name, Father God. And Father God, every tongue that rises against them, you're going to condemn it. Amen. You're going to condemn it like bundling up, Father God. So we bind that spirit, Father God, that seeks to hold your children captive right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of grace and liberty over your people, that they would run for their dreams, goals, and aspirations, and they would run for you, Father God, with open arms and an open heart to be who you called them to be who you designed them to be, Father God, with joy. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do something wonderful this week, Father God. Save somebody. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Bless somebody, Father God. Heal somebody, Father God. Work it out in the name of Jesus. Do whatever you have to do right now in the name of Jesus. And let the wind blow, Father God. Let the wind blow, Father God, and continue to remove the tares from our life. Amen. That only the good wheat will remain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Glory to God.
Amen.
Leave. Amen. Suddenly. Glory to God.